We're going to talk a little bit about the Flick Cabin. And joining me is Gary Enright, the director of the 1881 Courthouse Museum. Gary, thanks for taking time and coming on the show today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
So let's talk, describe this cabin for me.
Well, what we have in Custer, right across the street from the 1881 Courthouse Museum, is a 140-year-old log cabin that has stood in the same spot for 140 years, and it was built by the first doctor ever to come to the Black Hills, and it is believed to be the first or the oldest cabin in the Black Hills. So it's kind of a double header.
So it's used now more as a place for tourists to come and see?
Oh, absolutely. And as a
Okay.
matter of fact, the cabin is during the regular tourist season, it's open every day. You can still look into the windows of it if you come now because the museum is closed for the winter. But it is all furnished just as a cabin would have been back in 1874 and 75.
He didn't, did he spend, Dr. Flick, did he spend a lot of time? Did he live there?
Well, he did. He came here. He, being a doctor, also had gotten bitten by the gold bug. And so he became a prospector also. And so he, when he moved to the Black Hills, he had kind of a double role. But not only did he treat the miners and the people who settled out here, but he also was a gold prospector himself. And so he was really an integral part of the community.
And was he, did he have to leave for a period of time as well with the wars?
Well, about the time that he got his cabin half built, the United States Cavalry came to town and kicked out all of the miners because they were violating the Indian treaty that forbid non-Native Americans to come into the Black Hills. And this was in 1875. And so when the military came, they just ordered everybody to leave. Some people had horses and mules that they could ride on. Some did not. Some had to walk 180 miles to Fort Laramie, Wyoming. And they had to stay out for several months before they were allowed to come. Actually, they weren't allowed to come back. Most of them just sneaked back into the Black Hills and continued business as usual.
And when he came back, somebody was living there, right?
That's right. And one of the some of the military people took the cabin over, finished it up, and then started using it as an office or as a headquarters. And when Dr. Flick got back to the Black Hills, he angrily threw out Captain Jack Crawford, who had taken over the house. And actually, he threw all of his stuff out onto the street in front of or the trail in front of the cabin. And that brought about also another first, and that was the first lawsuit in the Black Hills. And so Captain Jack said, I finished the cabin, it's mine. And so at that time, there was no court system. But there was a system that had been put together by the miners themselves. And they appointed a legal jury to listen to cases. And this was the first case ever tried before the miners' court. And Dr. Flick won his cabin back and spent the rest of his life living in that cabin.
And we don't have a
don't
lot
have a
of
lot of
time
time left,
left,
but.
but in some restoration, some other treasures were found as well.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that happened was that they found that the cabin, some of the logs on the bottom of the cabin on the foundation had started to rot after a few years, and they hired a local logging company to lift up the cabin and dig out the old logs. And they found several of the logs had been hollowed out, and there were guns inside of the hollowed out logs at the bottom of the cabin. And we have those guns in the 1881 Courthouse Museum. And in the blog of South Dakota Public Broadcasting, you can actually see pictures of those guns. They're all rusted, they're not workable at all, but we do have them featured here at the museum.
All right. Gary Enright, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the show today. I appreciate it.
It's always delightful to talk to you. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Gary Enright, director of the 1881 Courthouse Museum, and links to images of the past on our website. And you can see all of the images, the pictures that Gary was talking about this cabin. And I also want to thank Sue Johansson and John Mollison and Crystal Smith for coming on the program today. And special thanks to Steve Zwemke, Carmen Susan, and Keely Boltina for their help with the program today as well. And coming up tomorrow, we'll have the next in our climate change series, interview done by Charles Michael Ray. We'll also talk about Title IX in college athletics and the high school football championships. I'm Kara Hess.